Sudden oak death is a plant disease that strikes rhododendron and camellias, blueberries and Douglas fir, and oaks. It's spread rapidly in California and has been found in Canada and the state of Washington, and for the third time since April, sudden oak disease has slipped across the border into Oregon. NPR's Ketzel Levine joined the hunt for suspect plants in Portland.
Meet John Griesbach, plant detective.
Here's my business card. This is a camellia. Do you know if this is japonica?
I think it was, yes.
That's the kind of plant we're looking for.
By day, most days anyway, plant pathologist John Griesbach is either at his desk or in the lab. But the threat of sudden oak death in Oregon has mobilized the state's Department of Agriculture, and its seasoned pros are walking the streets.
You guys want to grab a couple of these leaves with the spots on them?
The spots could be the evidence John Griesbach is looking for. Proof of a nasty pathogen that likes life wet. Sudden oak death is most easily spread by irrigation, heavy fogs, and rain. In this climate, that's bad news. John Griesbach's job this morning is to find it and root it out.
Typically what we're looking for is bronze leaf spots and petioles that are turning black or purple.
And the petiole is the part of the plant that connects the leaf to the stem?
Correct.
Sudden oak death first showed up in California in 1995. Within 6 years, it had killed hundreds of thousands of plants, and not just oaks. It's a wily assassin, which constantly changes its appearance, making detection difficult. One day, it's a leaf spot on a big leaf maple. The next, a bleeding canker on a black oak. 12 California counties are known to have the disease. The USDA requires that plants from those counties be inspected before export. But the shipment of sick camellias that went to an unlucky Portland nursery were from an unregulated county, and one of the 300 possibly infected plants is now in Linnell Nevius's garden.
That's the camellia right there. I, oddly enough, of course, looked everywhere for the perfect camellia. It's been beautiful. I love it.
And are you prepared to have to lose it?
Yeah, I guess. To save the oaks, I am.
Working on a tip from the beleaguered nursery, Linnell Nevius dialed 866-INVADER, the Oregon hotline for wanted plants. That's how John Griesbach found her. He takes a couple of her camellia leaves for testing. I'll be in touch, he says. And then he's off to the next house on his list. This property is rife with suspect plants.
Yeah, we've got probably well over a dozen in the front and probably more in the back, so it's going to take us a little bit of time to pull all the samples.
Yeah, but that's good news because that means that a vast majority of the 300 plants that were sold are probably right in this yard.
That's a very good point, yeah. We've got a big lot of plants here, so that's good.
What's not so good are all the rhododendron on this property. The plant's a magnet for sudden oak death and a veritable mascot of the Oregon nursery trade. Turns out it's one of the state's leading nursery exports. The stakes are high.
Are we going to be able to stop it? The tide's coming in, and there aren't many of us. So Oregon is the only state that's really taking an aggressive approach. I think the other states either have been overwhelmed or don't have the resources to even put up a modest struggle.
I see some brown spots on the leaf here. What about that?
Yeah, that might be. Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and take this plant.
One down, only a couple of hundred plants left to find. The smart money is on stricter national regulations, because even a guy like John Griesbach can't do it alone. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.
Okay, there's one camellia bagged up.
Mugshots of sudden oak death are at npr.org.